Fox hunting came west over the Alleghenies with the region's earliest European settlers and took root in the Pittsburgh area. It built community and preserved land. This piece of history is alive and well, sort of, at the Sewickley Hunt Club. Let's start with the fox.
Say, well, if a dog was chasing me, where would I go? So I go down into the hollow and up the other side and under the tree or over the brush or whatever I have to do to try to escape.
This is Jeff Bates.
I represent the fox.
In lieu of chasing a live fox, the Sewickley Hunt conducts what's known as a drag hunt. Bates is responsible for laying the scent the hunt will follow through the woods, specifically the scent of urine.
This is 50% water. The other 50% is half mineral oil and half fox urine. Welcome to take a whiff.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty easy to fall.
The smell of fox urine, even diluted, is as sharp as gasoline, but earthier and dank. Bates soaks a stuffed leather pouch with a mix he concocts in a repurposed Tide bottle and drags it cunningly through the countryside, trying to emulate an escapist fox, he says.
I take my time and lay a nice line so that the dogs have a lot to think about and a lot to work on.
A hunt is comprised of one fox, or its scent, and one pack of hounds. The hounds are bred, raised, and trained by the huntsman. He and his assistants, the whippers in, keep the hounds on the fox's trail. The fox, hounds, and huntsman head a group of mounted followers who, in turn, are kept in check by the master or joint masters of the hunt. To pursue the fleet and wily fox over hill and dale, the hunt relies on landowners, says Sewickley's huntsman, John Tabachka.
Where hunts tend to go is private property. I deal with a lot of day-to-day interactions, you know, talking to people when we're going to run through their land, make phone calls and knock on doors and kiss babies and shake hands, whatever I need to do, to make the day work.
When fox hunting began in 14th century England and in 17th century Pennsylvania, there was far more open space, says Les Muller, a member of the Chagrin Valley Hunt Club in Gates Mills, Ohio.
At both times, you had to spend a lot of time worrying about the landowners and making sure you didn't damage their fields and that you were providing a useful service to them.
While histories of fox hunting almost always begin by noting that the hunts provide a service to farmers by controlling vermin population, it's never been a strictly utilitarian pursuit, says Carolyn Rizza, a member of Ligonier's Rolling Rock Hunt Club.
It's excellent exercise. It's historical pageantry. It can be a really wonderful sport.
As sports go, it might seem kind of odd. A pack of people following a pack of hounds following a fox or its urine. But the pursuit inspires admiration and requires fortitude, says longtime hunt member Ginny Comer.
It's not for the faint of heart. And you just have to be ready to go.
Some members of the Sewickley Hunt are second, third, and even fourth generation riders, says Joint Master Diane Boyce.
Any little piece of tradition that we can hang on to and call our own, I think is just wonderful. I think it's just something in our society that we're missing.
The Pittsburgh region is full of tradition. Foods, customs, and manners of speaking pass from one generation to the next. The culture that builds from lateral leaps, from neighbor to neighbor, is no less important, says Joint Master Andy Comer.
Men and women need an outlet. The point is to be able to get up early in the morning, be out in the countryside, following a pack of hounds in full cry. There's nothing like it. Nothing like it. It's euphoric. You're alive.
And so is the fox. Everybody wins. For 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh, I'm Margaret J. Krause.
90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh is supported by UPMC. Ask your Pittsburgh history question and find more stories online at wesa.fm/inventingpittsburgh. UPMC, life-changing medicine.